Sometimes being in China has its advantages for the fact that the state gets involved in various aspects of your life. One of them is when you're a struggling company waiting to get paid by a state-owned enterprise, one of these SOEs. According to the latest reports, China is stepping up measures to get these small and medium enterprises to get paid faster by government agencies, SOEs, and large companies, or else, because they've now implemented a list of dishonest judgment debtors. Gotta love the bombastic language. It's in essence a court-administered blacklist which fines large companies for not meeting these prompt payment obligations, with fines of up to 100,000 yuan, or about $14,000, awaiting those who don't do the right thing by their suppliers. All of this follows an announcement earlier this year, where already companies were being told by the government to pay their invoices on time. Simon, it looks like they've had to go back and actually give it some teeth rather than just placing some instructions on SOEs.
Yes, I mean, China isn't like the rest of the world. You know, in the early days when 25 years ago, when I first started dealing with China in a significant way, people used to talk a lot about the fact that it had been a command economy. That's a centrally managed economy. And it was transitioning to capitalism. And who knew what that might entail? Well, look, although there's a huge amount of entrepreneurialism in China and lots of SMEs, it is still to a very large extent a command economy. And by that, I mean, the government can dictate how much liquidity there is in banks. It can dictate who lends money to who. And as you can see from this press release, it can dictate who pays who and when they pay them. This is not an entirely happy situation, but although it sounds very grand, the reality is that these large state-owned enterprises that aren't paying their overdue debts to small companies, they get all their money from the state anyway. So you could argue this is left pocket, right pocket.
Yes.
They like to hang on to their money. What happens if they don't have the money to pay SMEs? Well, that's a political choice. Do we give them the money? SMEs, do we give them the money, we the government, via our tame banks, or do we let it slide? They've been letting it slide. It's become politically embarrassing that so many SMEs are at risk. And in China, as elsewhere in the world, SMEs are a very significant part of the economy. It's become
politically, yes, indeed.
So the political risk of letting SMEs struggle and possibly go bust is now greater than the general desire to protect SOEs, which is a political change as much as anything. I don't think it means a fundamental change in the way that,
yes,
China operates, you know?
Well, the state-owned Assets Supervision and Administration Commission, SASAC, has found that almost $17 billion worth of debt to private firms had been unpaid. But before you then think that, great, whatever they do in China, we should be doing outside of China, I guess that's where the differences come in, and that's why we're having this conversation on this podcast, Simon. Because while it might sound all well and good to have Big Brother weigh in and tell large companies to hurry up and pay you, the fact is that outside of China, in most other economies which aren't command economies, that's less likely to work.
Well, you know, you say that. We've talked a few times about countries that are putatively democracies that are actually doing this. Australia, as you know, has gone through a pretty significant effort to ensure that that SMEs are paid on time, particularly by the larger companies. The UK government has famously instructed that all companies that do business with the government, which is a huge percentage of the economy, have to pay their suppliers within a certain time. And in fact, as you recall, there was a bit of a scandal recently because it turned out that having mandated the policy, they weren't actually following it themselves.
That's right. Well, which is precisely the point, that while it might work in China, it may not work elsewhere.
Well, generally, I'm a capitalist and I believe in free markets. It's not good if SMEs are struggling for cash. But the first solution, if you're struggling for cash and you're an SME, is to look at how you're managing your processes and your relationships. Maximize cash flow based on doing things better, rather than relying on political support or, as we've often talked about, borrowing money at relatively high rates of interest from a third party. Business is about relationships. Make your relationships in such a way that they support your growth and a healthy balance sheet. That should be the primary directive for anyone running a company. Yeah.
And it's what we'd like to hear from you about on this podcast. Share with us your stories, particularly if you are in Australia or the United Kingdom. Turns out we have quite a lot of listeners there. Let us know how this has gone for you. Have you found any positive impact from the way that the government has regulated or mandated certain quasi-government agencies to get involved? Drop us a note in the comments box. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Simon.